Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive Audio Description Service at this production of Hamilton at the Richard Rogers Theater. The book, music, and lyrics are all written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, inspired by the book Alexander Hamilton by Ron Chernow. It was directed by Thomas Kail, choreographed by Andy Blankenbuehler, with orchestrations by Alex Lackamore. Synopsis. Winner of 11 Tony Awards and the 2016 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Hamilton tells the story of a bastard orphan's rise to Washington's right-hand man, rebel to war hero, loving husband caught in the country's first sex scandal, to U.S. Treasury head, who made an untrusting world believe in the American economy. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Eliza Hamilton, and lifelong Hamilton friend and foe Aaron Burr all play a part in this revolutionary tale of America's fiery past told through the sounds of an ever-changing nation. Theater description. The Richard Rogers Theater seats approximately 1,300 patrons in the orchestra and mezzanine. The box office is in the outer lobby. Two bars are located in the main lobby, another on the mezzanine level. Show merchandise is on the main lobby as well. Restrooms are located on the ground floor, and an accessible bathroom can be found in the main lobby at street level. Set description. There is no curtain, so the set is visible as the audience is taking their seats. The floor is dark wood, with two turntables set into the center, one inside the other, both capable of moving in either direction. The turntables move both actors and furniture. The back and side walls are dark brick. Running along the side and back walls is a wooden walkway or balcony supported by narrow wooden beams that stand about 14 feet above the floor. The balcony has a wooden handrail that is looped at intervals with heavy ropes, such as one would find on a ship. There are also ropes hanging at different points from the ceiling. There are two sets of stairs that can be used to access the balcony from the floor. Each has a platform at the top. One is on the left side, the other on the right. The stairs on the left can be pulled up and down with ropes and pulleys, while the stairs on the right are on wheels and can be moved about the stage. On the floor, on the right side, is a small metal post closer to the audience. Wrapped around it are two ropes that extend upward over the balcony, attaching high on the back wall. This reinforces the impression of a docked sailing ship. Right now, the stage is empty, with the exception of a wooden chair tucked under the balcony on the left side. Warm amber light streams down from above, illuminating sections of the walls and pooling on the floor. The different locations in the show are created with the use of a few pieces of furniture, such as simple wooden chairs, tables, crates, desks, and barrels. A street scene is created with the use of a few street lamps. A tavern has a wooden table and some chairs. A bar is established by placing a wooden board over two barrels. Offices are suggested by a desk and a chair, and at times lanterns that cast a warm golden light will descend from above. All of the actors move furniture and props. Costumes are typical of the late 18th century. Men wear knee-length breeches tucked into tall leather boots, or white stockings and black buckled shoes, long frock coats over vests and ruffled shirts. The sleeves of their shirts extend past their frock coats, and the neck ruffles of their shirts spill over their vests. The women wear floor-length gowns with square or scooped necklines and full skirts with fitted bodices. Often the skirts have a small bustle at the back and puff out slightly at the hip. Character descriptions. Alexander Hamilton is 19 at the beginning of the show, and ages to his mid-40s. When we first meet him, he wears light-colored breeches tucked into tall boots, a cream-colored vest, and a brown frock coat. During the war, all of the men wear the same uniform, cream-colored breeches tucked into knee-high boots, and blue frock coats with white cuffs and lapels. The lapels are decorated with large brass buttons, giving the coats a military aspect. Later, after the war, Hamilton will wear a green satin three-piece suit with a long frock coat, white stockings, and black shoes. Toward the end of Act Two, he wears all black, breeches, frock coat, and vest over a white shirt. Aaron Burr wears a dark brown frock coat over a white ruffled shirt and vest and cream breeches tucked into tall leather boots. He will change into the blue and white uniform during the war. After the war, Burr has a dark gray frock coat with a purple vest. The Marquis de Lafayette is a French aristocrat, confident and exuberant and filled with infectious energy. His frock coat is inky blue, worn over cream-colored breeches and black knee-high boots. Hercules Mulligan is a solid, bulky man in a long, green, suede frock coat. He has cream-colored breeches tucked into his tall boots, an army green-colored knit cap that is pulled down low over his forehead. John Lawrence wears a pair of cream-colored breeches and a vest under a dark brown frock coat. Like the others, he wears tall leather boots. These same three actors are double cast. In the second act, Lafayette plays Thomas Jefferson, Mulligan plays James Madison, and Lawrence plays Philip Hamilton, Alexander's son. Thomas Jefferson is a veritable fashion plate. He makes his first entrance in Act Two, dancing down a staircase in a purple vest and matching breeches under a fuchsia frock coat, a gold-topped cane under his arm. Later, he changes into a deep purple frock coat. For both, his long, lacy shirt sleeves flow from under his coat sleeves. James Madison's frock coat is light brown with a mustard-colored vest over a white ruffled shirt. Philip Hamilton is Alexander's son. He is dressed in tan breeches and a white ruffled shirt under a short black jacket. Later, when he is older, he will add a blue satin vest and a gray frock coat to his ensemble. Angelica is the eldest of the three Schuyler sisters. She wears a pink satin gown with long fitted sleeves. The shimmery fabric has undertones of orange, giving the dress a bronze cast. The wide square neckline has a lace inset that makes a V-shape at the bodice. A row of small fabric-covered buttons fastens the dress at the back. Eliza, the middle sister, is always in some shade of blue. When we first meet her, she wears a pale blue-green satin dress. The back is laced up with blue cord, and the neckline is trimmed with a narrow band of lace. Lace also hangs from her elbow-length sleeves. Later, Eliza will have on variations of this dress, sometimes with short sleeves and a ribbon tied under the bust, or a different neckline, sometimes trimmed in lace or with a sheer fabric inset. Peggy, the youngest Schuyler sister, is dressed in pale yellow with white lace extending her sleeves at the elbow. A yellow cord laces up the back, and a small row of covered buttons extends up the bodice, and there's a small overlap of fabric from the bodice, giving the dress a small peplum. In Act Two, the actress who plays Peggy also plays Mariah Reynolds. Mariah wears a dark red dress with a deep square neckline. Red ribbon laces up the outside of the sleeves and is crisscrossed across her bodice. Mariah's husband, James Reynolds, is an arrogant man in a brown frock coat, a brown ribbon tied around his neck, and a brown wide-brimmed hat. George Washington wears the same blue military frock coat as the other revolutionaries. However, he also has a wide blue sash that crosses his chest, and his coat has gold braid on the shoulders. On his head, he wears a black tricorn hat, and a sword hangs from his side. King George III makes a few brief appearances to explicate his theories on the colonies. He wears a white powdered wig rolled into two large horizontal curls on each side, under a tall red, gold, and bejeweled crown. He is dressed very grandly, completely in red satin, breeches, vest, and frock coat, all trimmed in gold braid. He has white stockings and black buckled shoes. When he first appears, he wears a long red cloak under a short white fur cape. Draped around the cape and sitting in the middle of his chest is a heavy jeweled brooch. The king carries a gold scepter topped with a small golden sun. There is an ensemble of 24 men and women. They are multi-ethnic and, like the entire company of historical characters, deliberately cast against color and type. The ensemble is in constant motion and play a raft of characters, including American and British soldiers, townspeople, Congress, and party guests. They wear cream-colored clothing, the women in leggings tucked into knee-length boots and fitted corsets. The men wear breeches, knee-length leather boots, and vests with high collars that leave their arms bared. As soldiers, the British wear bright red frock coats with cream lapels, while the Americans wear dark blue with red lapels and cuffs. The choreography for the show is a mixture of hip-hop, contemporary, and jazz, with bits of more traditional styles thrown in, particularly during a ball. Often the ensemble is reflecting or interpreting the words the characters are speaking, adding yet another layer to the story. Hamilton is 2 hours and 45 minutes long with one 15-minute intermission. This program will repeat until the start of the show. Thank you, and enjoy Hamilton.